Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
Good morning. Welcome to the Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show, right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. We're broadcasting at Super Talk Mississippi and all over the place. We're even on YouTube TV nowadays. You can get us anywhere you want to. So make sure you, and it's not only during our live broadcast, you can pull up any show anytime. That's just the way we play. That's just the way it is. We're back again to do another 2 hours, and we should have a lot of fun today. Big football day. I mean, a lot of things happening, and we'll talk about that in a little while. We'll get to that in just a minute. But I thought that we'd start today with just kind of a little different. First thing I want to say is, I'm looking at Garden Mama's text, some of the things she got with the last picture.
Well, Amanda, it's not just Garden Mama. She sent it. It's a renovated, newly renovated porch.
Oh, she done a fun.
And it's an amazing job. Like I told her, I'm more of a fan of a porch than a house.
So I mean, I sit out at
with
night.
With that porch. Yeah. You could live on that one.
Yeah, really.
It looks great. Great job. Love the baby blue. Should keep the spiders and all the...
Oh, yeah. I love
Hank
the color.
Blue. I love that. It's like, you know, like a spirit.
Yeah. It is a different color blue than I've seen on a lot of roofs, on a lot of ceilings before but at any rate, that's a unique color. I like it.
Looks
Amanda,
good. That's a
Amanda,
great
it looks wonderful.
There.
It's like where I'd like to be sitting right now.
Oh, yeah. Good spot right there. Yeah. Pike County. You know?
Yeah. That's
she probably knows Dave Hughes, or as I call him, Davi Hajus.
Davi.
He's our Friday. We have a good time on Fridays. And Pike County folks are always fun. Dave is a treat. So.
Dave is a treat.
I love that. Yeah, love Pike County, too. Man.
He's fun. Yeah.
Great place.
Well, it's in Mississippi.
You're going to get some snow, maybe.
Come on.
No, we seriously, like Dave was like, you know, on Friday, I think their Hattiesburg, Macomb area is expected to get more. We may not even get any, according to the soothsayers.
And everything changes like every hour.
Of course. It's Mississippi.
And like today, I think we're going to probably use air conditioners today.
Dude, I'm in short sleeves. I haven't worn short sleeves in so long. I came out of the house today going, what in the world? I went to bed. It was nice. It was 60 degrees when I walked out this
morning. Yeah. This
and
morning it'll
be four
was
warm. Tomorrow.
Unreal. And you go figure.
get ready, you know, immune system.
Well, what? I guess that brings up the question: is I hope everybody is ready for the cold weather. I mean, you may not even believe in cold weather after a day like today. You say, "Hey, I have nothing to worry about," but we're only 4 weeks into winter, so before the winter is over. We've had some cold weather already, but not extremely cold. Before the winter's over, we'll probably have extremely cold weather. And if we do, you just need to make sure all your exposed pipes are wrapped with some sort of insulation, and your faucet bibs are on your faucets outside, and drain your garden hose where there's no water in it whatsoever. And if everything else fails, and you can't do some of these things for whatever reason, it's not a bad idea when it starts to get really cold outside, like below 32 and below, to let those outside faucets drip and let them run water all the time. And, it's certainly better to put a bib on them than it is to insulate them than it is to let the water run, but the water will keep it from freezing.
Have you seen the insulated bags,
yes.
Those are a little more, you know, pliable if you have something that is not an easy faucet to cover or
right.
It is extremely exposed to the elements,
yeah.
Such as on a pole, in the wind shear.
Right.
And you put one of those on, cinch it down first, and then you can put your other cover on there.
No, I haven't. I actually haven't seen those.
Yeah, they're great. I picked one up. I think it was at Ace. the other day, and it's a bag. It's like a insulated bag with a drawstring on it.
Yeah,
similar to the styrofoam.
And then you put your foam over it.
You can put this if you want to double. Like I said, if it's in a problematic area where you know it's going to get a lot of air, even behind that.
That
styrofoam box that you clip on.
Right.
It helps. I've used them, and they're really good as far as that double layer. If you know,
That sounds like a really good idea, because I've been using those styrofoam covers for a long, long time. And I'm really concerned about all the areas of my house that face north.
Right, that's it.
That wind is so cold. And I keep thinking, I really hope that styrofoam thing does the trick. And it's nice to know there's something else out there, because I didn't know about this
guy. Well, and I've been taking like a hand towel size and wrapping it.
Yeah, and then
doing it. But that'll get wet.
It will get wet.
It will if it gets rainy or ice and it starts dripping down in there. Yeah. With that bag, it's a waterproof exterior with an insulated interior
with
a little drawstring. And you put it on there and you just cinch it down. Or you can tie it in a knot. And then you can put that a styrofoam cap on it, and it just seems to do a lot more.
Well, speaking to the audience, it's you're probably not the only person in the world to use one of those.
I'd never seen them, honestly, until I just kind of I was looking for some connectors.
This is new to me.
Hang something, and I was like, "What is that?"
This
and
is
I
new
saw
for
it.
Me.
I'm gonna take a risk and a chance on it. Well, it was $3 or $4, what much?
It just seems to me like a really great thought. I mean, to put that on and then put the faucet bib cover on there.
It's like I have a north facing faucet on a pole on the back of a cabin that is exposed, and I've always worried about that one a little bit more,
sure.
Especially since we had it redone and it's a little more exposed.
Yeah.
And I haven't had any issues so far in the couple of freezes. So,
well, just be ready for the cold. It's coming. We're going to have and we may have snow.
Hey, it's a great guess right now. If you're looking at, say, Greenville, Mississippi,
uh-huh.
for Tuesday, a 20% chance of snow showers.
Right.
So, that's up north of us a little ways.
That's pretty low.
Some people are saying Jackson's not even going to get any. Well, I'm saying Greenville area, which is a 45-minute drive north of us, Highway 82, which is, Winona, Grenada's north of that. But
sure.
That 82 looks almost like going to be well within that range that you could get some snow. So,
well, I hope they do. I actually hope we get some snow.
That's the highest probability, but 20% is better than 0%.
Yeah, it is.
Be prepared.
I'd love to have some snow, and I know most people say, no, we don't need snow. I like it.
The conditions you got to really worry about to me are the Monday night into Tuesday morning early. You're looking at 20s.
Yeah.
As far as temperatures, you're looking at wind. It's not going to be extremely quick, but there will be enough of a breeze that could, if there is moisture in the air,
yeah.
or there is something that can freeze, it's going to.
It's going to freeze. And then all of a sudden on the road, you've got what's called black ice.
Right. And the next day, it may be in the mid-30s. So, it won't last, it doesn't look like. But again, Tuesday night could be 18.
When has snow ever lasted in Mississippi?
The best case scenario is a couple days you may have.
At most.
Yeah, at most here. But just because the daily temp and you're going to be maybe around 32 to 35, and snow does not like that.
No.
It likes to melt and refreeze that night. So
it wants to go.
Go to the grocery, get you a few things that you need, and just in case. Don't buy up every piece of toilet paper. It's only a couple days.
Most everybody's going to buy buckets and buckets of toilet paper.
Yeah, you don't need that.
My basket's
much.
Full of toilet paper.
Remember,
how do I shop for anything else?
Yeah, nothing works.
Where do I put the hot dogs?
Bring a Santa sack in there to get out of there. But yeah, I think that that's the key. Just make sure you have a little water. Water and some basic essentials, especially if you live, in an area where it's harder to get in.
It's like the Boy Scout. What they say is be prepared, and that's really what you should do. Maybe you don't have a safe room, and maybe you don't have a month's worth of supplies lined up. Hey, have a few days. Have a week's worth of supplies lined up anyway.
Get you some stuff that you can just kind of get through the couple days, because that's all it'll be. And if it's worse than that, it wasn't anything anybody prepared for.
And I think if most of people are probably like me, in my house, if I didn't do anything and I had to live right now for 4 days with not being able to go to the store, there's enough food in my house.
Yeah, I may not want to eat it, but I'll eat it.
A box of cereal and whatever it is. It's all there one way or other. It may not eat it, but it'll do the trick.
Yeah, it may not be what you were looking for, but it will nourish you.
It will do it. All right. Moving ahead, let me tell you a little bit about Atlas Repair, Atlas Foundation Repair. Tony Arpino is a physical engineer. He understands foundations thoroughly, and he really can help you with a foundation repair. If you have a slab foundation and there's some sinking or some settling or just something that you have a question about, hey, call Tony at 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation Repair really can either help you by sending him a text picture, or he can come to your site and take a look at the situation that you may have. And Tony wants to help you any way he can. Atlas Foundation Repair. Great company. Give him a call. 800-256-1010. Yeah, they know what's going on in foundations. And
hey, and then we had a question the other day during the middle of the week that came in about, they were asking, who is that guy in the company that we have on the handyman that is the foundation guy? It's Tony Arpino, Atlas. Right. And they had a question about how far he may have go, you know, out of the Jackson area. Didn't have that, but I sent him the phone number.
Yeah.
So hopefully you were able to get in touch with Mr. Arpino. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does know his stuff. And somebody that may have been the same person that finally got in touch with me and asked me about foundations. I don't know that it was, but at any rate, Tony Arpino, you know, just so people understand, will work entirely throughout the entire state, any portion, any part of the state, and that's where he'll work.
Yeah, so, I assume that. I didn't want to say it without knowing 100%. I didn't want to commit him to South Haven or something. And him, what were you doing that for, Lance? Goodness.
Yeah, some of our clients, some of our sponsors actually work in the metro Tri-County area, and they will go out further, but it has to be practical. And did I just say money? Well, I might have. It's the same sort of thing. That's what they have to do. All right. Yeah, Tony Arpino, great guy.
Yeah, it is a business.
They've got to make some money. So, but that's why most of them stay around here. Hey, classic sayings. Let's go back and do some classic sayings. I think that's always fun to do. Classic saying, very simply, measure twice or more and cut once. And I say that it's kind of like offhand, like, you know, hey, nothing to worry about. No. I have cut a 69-degree piece of lumber many times that was supposed to be 96. And I know that that measure twice, really, or more, is very important. It'll save you a lot of distress and a lot of pain later. And that's just something that everybody needs to do. Just measure twice and cut once for sure. And just remember that regular maintenance avoids emergency repairs. And I'm talking about if you've got a problem in your house and it's something that's you need to take care of it, because it's only going to get worse as time goes on, and it will be harder to take care of the longer you wait. So regular maintenance avoids emergency repairs. And if you get to the point where it's actually an emergency repair, you've let it go way too far. Way too far.
Another thing you want to keep your eye on this time of year, and I mean this, and you'll hear me like a broken record, is those is your gutters.
Yeah.
All of the trees that have dropped everything. You will be surprised at, I mean, how many plants will be growing up there in the silt and the stuff. You got to get up there somehow or another and clean that stuff out.
The shame of it is you don't have to ride around very much to see clogged gutters.
No, I was sitting on my back porch the other day and I heard, and I was like, what in the world was that? I thought a tree had fallen. And I went back in the backyard and looked around and I noticed that somebody's gutter had just fallen off.
It's
beautiful home, but you know, those are those hidden things.
Those are those, and it's amazing that probably a percentage of the people that have gutters, they're not taken care of properly. And that being the case, then the gutter is not doing what it's supposed to do. As a matter of fact, it's maybe creating damage to your home by not taking care of it. So that's part of regular maintenance. That is just cleaning, keeping that gutter clean, because that keeps it from sagging and pulling away from the building and not being in line anymore. So, hey, regular maintenance. Another saying that is very true, it's one that goes like this. If you believe you can do something, then you probably can. But if you dwell on the fact that you can't, you never will. you'll never get to it. You'll never do it. For you to change from that position to a can-do position, that's kind of difficult to do. And people just will go away with the fact that, well, this is something I can't do. I'm going to get somebody else to take care of it. Hey, you can. You know, if you think about something long enough and you realize, try to put in your mind how everything was put together. And even if you can't figure that out, there's enough information on the computer where you can actually see somebody explain how something may be put together. And by viewing that and understanding that, then all of a sudden your can't can turn into a can. And you can do a lot of projects that maybe you think that are basically beyond you. Well, they're not. They're not. All you need to do is give them the proper thought and the proper training, and they'll help you a lot. A saying that's very important is always plan for Murphy's Law, because, you know, it's out there. It's going to pop its ugly head up in almost every remodel job. And Murphy's Law is very simple. I think I've explained it every time I say it, but it's still, Murphy's Law is quite simple. Anything that can go wrong, can possibly go wrong, will go wrong. That's Murphy's Law. Anything that can possibly go wrong will go wrong.
Well, the other thing, you got to have a little, little engine that could in you.
Yeah,
you got to tell yourself sometimes and will yourself into taking some risks with projects and crafts and things that you're not comfortable with.
Right,
you got to get out there and get your hands dirty. You got to take a risk. You got to mess up a piece of wood a few times, like Buddy said, and cutting that angle.
There you go.
You'll look at that saw going, is this thing bent? But no, it's you or it's me. Yeah. We didn't mark it right. But yeah, you got to do it, and you got to, like I said,
you're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, but you got to have that little engine that could mindset. I can do this. I can do it.
My question is, how many people remember the story about that little engine?
They need to, because it's life.
It's a great story.
So you got to keep picking yourself up, and you got to keep chugging up that mountain.
And that's what the little story is. A little engine wants to chug up a mountain, and it's almost beyond its ability to do so, but it has this can attitude, and therefore it makes it, and it does extremely
slowly but surely. It climbs that mountain.
And that's kind of the way you need to approach most handyman projects. Hey, going to take a short break. We've coming up at 11:30. Josh Quick is going to be with us with Mid-South Crawl Space Conventions, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, and we'll talk to him a little bit about that. And before that, we've got a lot of good handyman stuff coming your way, so stay tuned. This is the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Sneak and Sally through the alley. When I pops the wife, I said I can't find nothing wrong with being friends, 'cause sometimes she lets me use the car.
Drop the puck and win your share of $100,000 in cash and bonus bet prizes at Pearl River Resort. We'll draw a lucky winner every hour during our Winter Puck Drop event. So don't miss your chance to win this January. Join us on Fridays and Saturdays from 7 to 11 p.m. for your chance to win up to $2,500 cash. It's your year to start winning. Visit Pearl River Resort today.
Must be 21 or older to play.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Why choose a sleep?
Oh, no. What's different about us? I don't really know. No matter how I try, I just can't make a cry.
All right. Yeah, for sure they won't.
That's the little engine that could mindset.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hey, going to read some texts that came in. We got a text from JR in Starkville, and he said, get ready. He sent a picture, image of his generator outside, of course, where it should be, and his light that actually, so, you know, he's ready, that's for sure. And then we got, Mike from Houston sent us a note saying, make my day, please see my name on the air. Mike, hey, Mike from Houston listens to us.
We'll double it down. Mike from Houston.
There you
go,
Mike.
He's been with us all morning. Thanks, Mike.
All the time he's with us. Mike is just, he's one of those that says, next text is, again, an unknown person says, my grandpa says, never trust a carpenter with seven fingers.
Yeah, that's, if he has seven,
yeah,
you know, or I mean, if he's missing any, you shouldn't trust him.
I don't know, and probably most, you know, master carpenters are probably missing a little bit because that, you know, I am. But also from Brandon, we got a message that says, a good carpenter can fix his own mess and somebody else's as well. A good carpenter really does have that mindset to think something through and understand maybe what's wrong, and maybe even have to take it apart before they can figure out what's wrong. But they will actually get to the bottom of it and figure something out. So we appreciate the text. Text line is 601-879-4395. That's our C-Spire text line. Would love to hear from you. Before we go too far, I want to say congratulations to the Jackson State University football team. They won the HBCU title of the champions. Go Tigers! And they're having a celebration parade today downtown. It should be a big time.
They did it last night.
The parade was last night? I thought it was today.
They had a parade last night, and it was off the hook. Man, they had a big time.
Yeah, good. I'm
great
glad.
Celebration, very good. Deserving.
Yeah.
Huge, you know, compliment to their program to win the HBCU National Championship. And Coach Taylor had a great team, great season, and took the program to new heights. It was hard to believe after Dion left and all the hype and hope.
Yeah, how could it go any higher there?
ATC put it together, man. And you got to give them a lot of credit for buckling down and getting it done.
Yeah.
Great team, and congratulations.
And the other things, the Chiefs and the Texans are playing today. And, of course, I'm leaning towards wanting the Chiefs win. But the thing about the Texans is their offensive coordinator is named Bobby Slowick. And he might even be related as far as I know. I know he was born in New Jersey and was moved to Michigan. But if his parents came over and it's about the same time that my grandparents did, then those Slowicks went to Jersey and my Slowicks went to Rhode Island. So who knows? We could be related to that.
That's, I was curious about that many times. I'm like, man, is that Buddy's?
It's got to be related. So there's not that many Slowicks around. I mean, you know, name another one that you can think of besides him.
Yeah, him. That's the only one.
Yeah, him and yeah, me too. And that's just the way it goes. I think one time I did hear of a Buddy Slowick in Alabama, but I'm not 100%
sure.
Your
doppelganger.
Yeah, it could be. He's probably chasing me every minute of the day. Who knows? Who knows? But at any rate, and also later on, the Detroit Lions are playing the Commanders, the Washington Commanders. So that's good. Be football all afternoon. And I guess the good news is that it's kind of warm out today. It'd be a great day to really get out right now and start accomplishing some projects and get them done before you become a couch potato. And watch all these.
Well, and we had a great segment today about potatoes. So
were they couch potatoes?
Way to parlay that, baby. You're awesome. I love it.
Really? Oh, well. Yeah. Well, but anyway, congratulations to Jackson State. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing they did. And that's great. It's great for the state, and it's great for them as well. And amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. All right. Well, and while we're just fooling around, let's talk. We always talk about flubbed headlines, and this is something that in one of the books that I received for Christmas, it talks about some of the things that have been printed in headlines that are kind of crooked. But one of the headlines in one of the papers said, "This is their headline: stolen painting found by tree." I'd say that's a pretty smart tree.
Yeah, that tree has a lot more brains than probably I do.
Very, very. Like
is it a redwood? Been around for thousands of years or something?
And I always question who wrote these headlines and who allowed them to be printed. I don't know. We won't even talk about
it. Likely that. Somebody that has no command of the English language, maybe the command of another one.
Yeah, really.
It's like a foreign news service. You're picking up the story.
There you go.
Putting their own headline
on
it.
A foreign news service. Another headline that kind of attracted my attention a little bit is include your children when baking cookies.
Yeah, that one probably is not going to. That sounds like an old German like story of fable or something.
I like chocolate chips in my cookies. I don't want any children in my cookies.
That's what I'm saying. That comes from the stories of Little Red Riding Hood and all those. We'll stay away from that.
And the other thing I read in that book, which I thought was kind of interesting, is Earth is the only planet in our solar system that's not named after a god. And when you really start ranking them on planets and looking at it, that's true. That's true. That's amazing. That's an amazing thought. Really
what about
is.
Mother Earth? Wouldn't she be a god?
Mother Earth has a lot more power than we ever give her credit for, that's for sure. All right. We'll do that. All right. Time to move on. If you're building or remodeling your bathroom, the tub and tile shower area should always be lined with like Hardy Backer or fiber cement board instead of like MR sheetrock or moisture resistant sheetrock. And years ago, that was the backing of many showers and tubs and tiles and whatnot was moisture resistant sheetrock. And the problem with it is it was just moisture resistant. It wasn't moisture proof. Hardy Backer or fiber cement board is moisture proof, and it won't decay if it gets moisture on it. So it's sold in like 3x5 half inch thick sheets or 3x5 quarter inch thick sheets, and it's a great backer for tile. It's a great backer for shower stalls and tubs or anything you may put on a wall that can get moisture seeping in behind there somehow or other. That Hardy Backer is great, great, great stuff. And really, Hardy, I say Hardy a lot, and Hardy is a brand name. It's really a fiber cement board. Most fiber cement boards are used so much now and nowadays because it's used on outside for trim, it's used outside for siding, and it's strong, it's durable. I guess the downside of it is it will chip if it's hit really hard with like hail or hit like if you hit it with your hammer, you're going to dent it, you're going to damage it, and that's one of the downfalls. The other downfall is maybe it's harder to a 12-foot piece of Hardy siding is harder to carry and it may break, and if it breaks you don't get to use the whole thing. That's all there is to it. So Hardy is good stuff. Hardy's, any way you want to look at it, Hardy, like I said, is a brand name, but fiber cement is a really good product and it works extremely well. And I think most people that are building bathrooms today in new construction are probably using some sort of fiber cement board as their backer. But if you're remodeling your bathroom, well, maybe it's time that if you're taking out the shower and everything, and what's left up there is moisture-resistant sheetrock, it's not a bad plan to remove that moisture-resistant sheetrock and replace it with Hardy plank or fiber cement board. And you'll have a much, much better system in doing that than you would any other way. A very good way to really take care of your problems. So that'll make remodeling a whole lot easier. Remodeling a bathroom is a lot to it, though. When you start talking about all the different plumbing and is this an exterior wall? And then your ventilation is so important that your bathroom breathe properly, particularly when you're showering or any purpose that you may be using the bathroom for. it creates either humidity or gases or something in there that need to be taken out of the house, and they should be vented out. Almost every bathroom has a vent fan in it, and those fans should be used regularly. And the way you use them is like before you start using the bathroom for any purpose, whether you're showering or anything at all, always turn the fan on first and let it start, you know, adjusting itself to exchanging the air in there as often as you can. Also today, it's probably going to be a nice enough day where we can air our houses out. And believe me, with this cold coming, we're not going to be there airing them out very shortly. We're going to be keeping them tight, closed up, and sealed as tight as they can. Well, air them out, clean them out. Make sure your filters on your heating and cooling unit are cool, are changed, and get your house ready for this upcoming season. And like I said, get up right now and do something. It's whether it's outside or in the house, because once those games start, I'm afraid not much is going to get accomplished.
Yeah, you'll have Velcro on your pockets.
Yeah.
You won't be going anywhere.
You won't be going.
Well, there's some two great games today, two good ones tomorrow, and then Monday, the national championship for college.
College. Yeah, I was wondering, isn't that inauguration day as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
I wonder why they're conflicting.
The national championship would be the evening, night of, and inauguration would be day of.
All
day. Imagine Trump may even get on Trump Air Force One, or, you know, will he get on Trump Force One, or we get on Air Force One and head to
go to the game.
Go to one of the games. You know, I mean, you know how he is. He doesn't seem to mind getting out and about and doing some things.
At all. Send the Secret Service crazy.
Yeah, but go over and take care of this, guys. I'm making the call now. Give me the A team. Put them over there. Let's roll.
We're going to watch a football game today.
Yes.
And then we'll get to work tomorrow. But that thing's, you know.
Football's going to be over before you know it, so you better enjoy
it really
while it's
here. I mean, we've got, four games this weekend, two games next weekend, and then we've got a couple weeks,
You got two today, two tomorrow, one Monday. And then you'll have the divisional championships Sunday of next week. The Pro Bowl the next Sunday, and then the Super Bowl the following.
Right.
So, we'll be done, January 9th, I think, is the end date, or either January 20th. So, football will be over with by then. So.
Well, regular football, they start some kind of spring.
Oh, there'll be some other stuff.
Stuff I really
in college, it's hard to keep up. I mean, like the spring games now, you don't even know if these guys are going to be on the team in a month or a week.
That's
true. So you kind of like take everything with a grain of salt.
That's true.
It's interesting. It's fun.
Yeah, it's just,
but you just don't know.
It's different. That's for sure. All right.
And Monday is the holiday, so.
That's right, too.
We're on.
Wow.
We'll be working.
Monday's busy.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Monday, and so we will be on air live all day. But also, I know so many of you will have the day off. Enjoy that extra day.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely going to enjoy that.
I will. I finally got a window problem. We've ordered a window back in October, finally this week I got the window we got it installed and totally settled. And I'm talking about a long time coming. But what has happened in the meantime? The company that we ordered it from, which is a very very good company, Jelwyn. I really do believe a lot in Jelwyn. Has also owned Caradco Windows. And they looked at the Caradco factory and said, gosh, we should move down there. They do so much better work than we do. We're going to move. So they instituted a move to their Caradco factory, and that took a lot longer than they thought it would, and there was a lot more to it than they thought there was. And now the product they're putting out, which is still called Jelwyn, is built just a little bit different than what the original Jelwyn was. The sizes are the same and everything is the same, but the jams are a little bit different. The jam liners and they used to be like vinyl jam liners in almost all your Jelwyn windows. Nowadays, it's just a wooden track. That's as strange as it can be. It's just a wooden track. Oh, well. Hey, short break. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. Talking to you from Super Talk, Mississippi. You're welcome to call us, 888-808-8637. That's our Super Talk calling line. And you also can text us at 601-879-4395. Going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
Think for a
Well, I ain't superstitious, but a black cat is crossing my train. Well, I ain't superstitious, black cat is crossing my train. Don't sweep me with no broom. I just my head get put in.
All I can say about that, Lance, is that you and I should do a music show for sure.
Oh, definitely.
We do a segment, which is kind of fun. It is kind of fun, where he and I throw our heads together and kind of have... So, I'm going to do one in a little while, a whole bunch of... three or four good... different. It'd be different today. We'll talk about that. When the time gets here, we'll talk about that. But, yeah, love music. It's just... It's great. I could listen to that kind of stuff all day long. Hey! When remodeling or building, people keep thinking, I should always use the latest and greatest material. But a lot of times, even in the newest homes and the newest remodeling projects, we're using older type material. Like farmhouse sinks have been around for years. And really, that's the best sink that we can have in a house. And in the upper-end houses, all have farmhouse sinks because farmhouse sinks are just wonderful. They're easy to use. They're deep. They really do the trick exceptionally well. And, hey, that's what you should be using. Now, as well as that, you start looking at some of the furniture that's in some of these newer homes and some of these remodel projects, and you'll find a little farmhouse furniture, which is, it just looks amazing. I mean, I built a farmhouse table, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, and I gave it to my son and his wife, and they no longer use it because it's sitting in his garage, but I'm going to bring it to my house and change out my table to that because I really like that farmhouse table. And after 8 years, it looks nothing but better than what it did when it was first built because it's been sitting around so darn long getting used, and that did nothing but add to the character of it so very, very, very much. But farmhouse sinks are very, very important, and they've been around, like I said, for years and years and years. Also, reclaimed wood is being found everywhere nowadays. Like pine, heart pine flooring is reclaimed wood that's probably older than you, that's been down on your floor right now. And a lot of people are really liking to use heart pine flooring. It's really a beautiful, beautiful floor, and it works very well. And then you talk about granite countertops. You think, I'm going to get a new granite countertop. Well, guess what? That granite is probably older than all of us put together. That granite has been around for years and years and years, and it's an old product. But we're using it on countertops nowadays, and it looks wonderful. And then there's plenty of man-made products with dust of this and dust of that and whatnot. But some of the old-school stuff still looks great. That reclaimed wood, not only is it used in flooring, but it's also used in accent walls or building like a barn door on a track to actually be a closet door that actually slides back and forth. Well, that's old school work, but it looks great in new construction. It looks wonderful. You can use any type of old wood, works really, really well in building that barn house door, whether it be cypress or knotty cypress or hickory or just anything that you desire, and does a great job in doing just that. So, you know, when you're remodeling, keep that in mind. Everything doesn't have to be brand new. Some of the stuff really can look great, having some age to it and having some character to it, and that can really make the difference. So, but in order to use that properly, you have to use your imagination. And everybody should be doing that anyway. All right. Going to shift gears a little bit and talk about closing in a carport. You can close in it as a garage or a living space. The trick is the project, when it's finished, should always look like it's part of the original construction. A carport that's closed in and just boxed in looks like a carport that's been closed in, and that's not what you want at all. That's not what you're looking for by adding a close-in to that particular area. You want it to look like it's part of the construction of the house, and then you'll work on the carport, whether it's closing it in for a garage and you're going to put a garage door on it, or you're actually making a living space out of it. You need to put the proper windows in there, proper door in there, and make it look like it belongs. Not, again, not like it's the a garage that's been closed in, a carport that's been closed in. Hey, make it what it should be. Make it very, very nice. And again, thought goes into that, and a lot of, you know, pre-work goes into that in selections. Whenever you're going to do any kind of remodeling or building project, it's really a good idea to create a notebook. And in that notebook, what you want to do is, as you flip through, oh, I don't care, housing magazines or remodeling magazines or architectural magazines, you'll find pictures of something that I want that. Well, you should cut that picture out and put it in your notebook. Attach it, glue it, or tape it, or put it in your notebook. Maybe you've got one of those. You can put it behind the plastic screen, and it'll work fine and stay there. But when you have that the notebook pretty much full, you get a really good plan together. You can use some of the things you see in it and some of the things you don't see in it and say, that'll work, this won't work. And it's very important to know exactly where you're going with your project before you get going on it. And then the other thing that's important about any kind of project is always keep your work site clean, always organize your tools, and have a plan. And in order to have a plan, you really got to do some thinking and some research as to what your wants, what everybody else in the family may want, and what actually can be done and what's practical for that particular area, whether it be remodeling a bathroom or closing in a carport or remodeling a kitchen. You know, how far are you going to take it? Remodeling is open-ended. You can do just a little bit and spend just a little bit of money and really add a lot to your house, or you can redo the whole entire project of remodeling a particular room or a particular area and spend a lot more. But be very careful. Always get one or two bids or three bids on anything that's going to be done. If you're going to use subcontractors or contractors, always get extra bids. Always use people you can rely on and depend on and that are insured and bonded and can help you out and really, really want to. And that's just basically the way you'd go about doing a remodeling project. A lot of people want to do remodeling projects, but really are getting, how do I say this gracefully? Getting sucked in by the marketing of some of these companies that really don't do the job properly. And marketing is a big, big, big tool that really does attract a lot of people to their project or their site. So look out for that. Just be careful. Make sure that these people come to your home and you can talk to them and get things straightened out. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it each Saturday at 10 o'clock. I'm going to be here until about 12 o'clock. And we've got national news from Fox News coming your way. Also, local Fox News coming your way. And we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back with a music segment on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick on Super Talk. Be right back.
Baby, don't love me no more. Lord, I know good and well that a purse is the wheel.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm John.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, and we're about to do a some music segment, which we usually do at 11:06, and we have a great time doing it. It's 11:06. Yeah, 11:06. Look at that. A little after that, but that's okay. First group we're going to talk about is the Traveling Wilburys. And who are the Traveling Wilburys anyway? A lot of people know who they are, but there's some who really don't. But first thing I have to say about the Traveling Wilburys is wisdom. There is so much wisdom packed in what they do with the people who are involved that it just, when you think about it, it's just amazing. Who are the people involved? George Harrison used to be one of the Beatles, was a tremendous artist, not only in the guitar, but could actually sing and write. Roy Orbison. Roy has a voice like an angel, a voice that can reach most octaves that people can't reach. Roy Orbison could sing. And really is, again, was part of the Traveling.
And the blackest hair of anybody ever lived.
For sure. But, man, he could absolutely sing. And then Bob Dylan. What can I mean? You can't say enough about Bob Dylan. There's probably not a better storyteller in the whole entire world. As a matter of fact, the first song I was going to use in this segment was again by the Traveling Wilburys, but the story was great. But after I really got listening to it, I realized, well, it's really not appropriate for what we do. So I decided to X the first song, and I'm not even going to tell you what that is. I decided on this other song instead, and another person that's involved with him is Jeff Lynne. Underrated. Jeff Lynne is such a great artist, a great producer. He ran ELO.
I was saying ELO, baby.
Oh, man. He knows his... He is... And again, underrated, I believe. And he was big in the production of the Traveling Wilburys, and he knew a lot about what should be and what shouldn't be and how to do backgrounds and what not. But I think the Traveling Wilburys were amazing. A lot of times for their drummer, they used Jim Kelter, who was a famous drummer who played all the time. But mostly he played with... He wasn't one of their members, but he still played with the Traveling Wilburys. They did a song called Handle With Care. And when you listen to it, there's so much... I don't know. There's like wisdom in that song where they talk about each individual and how they really care about the topic that they're dealing with. So let's listen to a little bit about Handle With Care from the Wilburys, Traveling Wilburys. Coming up your way.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Situations changeable, situations tolerable, but baby you're a dope girl, and no need with care. I'm so tired of being alone, I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been robbed off and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed. Take your senses and night school.
Doesn't seem to me like I can get enough of them. Just I always have something great to say. And during the song, George Harrison sings a lyric that sounds a little bit like a profanity. It's not. You'll have to read the lyrics to figure out that it's not the profanity that you think it is. The lyrics are very different than what it sounds like. And it doesn't have any profanity in it whatsoever. But great, great organization. Of course, a few of them have passed away. We lost Tom Petty and we lost Roy Orbison. And wow, I mean, just amazing, amazing, amazing group. I really enjoy the Traveling Wilburys all the time. I put them on regularly. All right, we're going to move ahead a little bit. And I did this last year. We did a group called the Sheepdogs. And they're a group that really is big in Canada, and it's a Canadian band. They're a Canadian rock band, and they've opened for just about everybody around the world and pretty well known as an opening act. And then all of a sudden, they became like a headline act because they were so good, and they did so many great, great songs. And they become a very big time, not only in Canada, but also here in the States. A lot of people listening to them. They've won many, many Juno Awards, and Juno Awards are the same as we give Grammys here in the States. Well, Juno Awards is a Canadian version of that, and they've won those left and right. But the Sheepdogs did a great song called Nobody, and it's worth giving a listening to, and I like the Sheepdogs. I like them a lot. So let's listen to Nobody from the Sheepdogs. Great organization. They're a wonderful group. They've been around a long time, but really worth listening to. I enjoy the Sheepdogs a lot. Hey, I was reading this morning that Ardenland, who is here in Jackson, does a lot of concert booking, is going back this year to have Cathead Jam take place, which didn't happen last year. It was a lot to do with hangover from the pandemic and all sorts of reasons why they couldn't do it last year. But again, this year, in June sometime, they're going to have Cathead Jam downtown Jackson. And it's really a great, great, great venue to go to. It's a 2 or 3 day event, and it's worth going to. And we'll tell you more about that as time gets a little closer. Matter of fact, we may have Arden come up here and tell us a little bit about that, but that won't be for a while. We'll get to there after a period of time. Well, the next group is something that I think everybody knows who they are, and everybody has listened to them, called the Eagles. And the Eagles are just, I don't know, they do just such colorful, such great lyrics. They've got great vocalists. Timothy B. Schmidt sings this particular song that we're going to do next, and he does. His voice is like, it's next to none. There's nobody that sings like Timothy B. Schmidt, and I like it a lot. It's really a good sound. He plays bass, but it should be known that he took Randy Meisner's place as the bass player for the Eagles. And before Randy Meisner became an Eagle, he played with a group called Poco. And when he left Poco to become an Eagle, well, then Timothy B. Schmidt became part of Poco. And so Poco, Timothy B. Schmidt went from Poco to the Eagles. Now, if you can follow that, you just have to send me a...
Yeah, you don't know if you're coming or going if you're in the middle of that right there.
You have to send me some blueprints on that one. We need to see it. But at any rate, we're going to listen to the Eagles. They do a song called I Don't Want to Hear It Anymore. Find a song they did that That isn't good. The Eagles were just always good. Always, always good. And they've been through... Vince Gill is now one of the Eagles, has played with them for probably a year now or longer. And they've tried everything for a guitar and finally decided on Vince. And Vince Gill has quite a background. Not only has he a great solo career, but during his solo career, Dire Straits wanted him to join their band and be the guitar player for them. And he said, no, I think I'm going to stick with my solo career right now. And he did, but his solo career went crazy. Hey, our outtake today is going to be a guy named Johnny Lang. And Johnny Lang comes from the same class as Derek Trucks and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. But let's listen to Johnny Lang.
Tell me everything is all right.
Mississippi. Richard, Michael, and Brian bring the heat every afternoon, from SEC matchups to backyard rivalries. Mississippi's number one source for sports is Sports Talk Mississippi on Super Talk Mississippi. Start your day with Gallo on Super Talk Mississippi.
Informative.
Get up, get informed, and get going with Gallo.
What's happening now?
Gallo. Weekday mornings on Super Talk Mississippi. Also available on the Super Talk app. Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
The new year brings it,
that hard rock music. They thank it with a lot of flash, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really kicks them in. They say the hard rock and roll is the beat, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the old one may be better leader, but the hard rock and roll is the beat.
Really? Lance is playing the sax in there. And you're right, the heart of rock and roll will always be beating. Always. I love it, man. It's great. Good song, good song. All right. Moving on with the Handyman Show. My guest this segment is going to be Josh Quick. Is Josh Quick. Josh is on the phone with us right now, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, my friend?
Man, doing great today. How about yourself? Have you been outside this morning?
Fantastic. Yes, it's a beautiful day, and I am enjoying it while it lasts.
Yeah. Because, winter's coming, huh?
It will not be here long.
Yeah, it could be. Winter be right around the corner, boy, it'll really affect some people at that point in time. But let's talk a little bit about Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. What are you guys all about?
So what we specialize in, buddy, is crawl space encapsulation,
uh-huh.
Basement waterproofing, foundation repair, and concrete lifting and leveling. That's what we do.
And when you talk about encapsulating a crawl space, it's a lot more complete and a lot more finished than a lot of people think. They don't understand the theory behind it all, and really don't understand the science behind it all. And I was talking to a few folks this week who were asking me questions about the same sort of situation, and of course I referred them to you and gave them your number and how you get in touch with your office, because you have so much information available at about the science of crawl space and how people have really misunderstood what a crawl space is all about and how it should be treated.
Yeah, many people don't recognize the fact that crawl spaces should be treated like another home in your room. We want to condition the space up underneath your home. Now, I don't mean air condition.
Right.
I don't mean heat and cool. I mean condition the space. And specifically what I mean is condition it and treat the moisture in it. We want to keep it dry just like you would keep your living room dry.
Sure.
You don't open the windows during the summer in your living room so that it'll stay comfortable, right?
Right.
We close it off, we condition that air, we get rid of the humidity, and then it's comfortable in our house. Well, we want to do the same thing up underneath the house. The reason is because the humidity is we call it around here, it's the root of all evil. Humidity is what causes all of the problems related to moisture issues underneath your home. Mold, mildew, wood rot, buckling floors, sweating ductwork, mildew, that nasty mildew that grows in the top of your closet, that's from the moisture, likely from the moisture in your crawl space. It's coming up through your floors, and it's being trapped in the top of that closet, and it grows on your leather jackets and your leather shoes, because that humidity is coming from up underneath your house, and it's causing that moisture to be trapped in there. And so our system prevents that. We encapsulate the entire crawl space, and we condition that air. Not air conditioned, but we condition it and get the moisture out of it. We dry it out. We get rid of the humidity. We get rid of the moisture altogether, and we keep a nice 50%, 60% humidity up underneath the home year-round.
It amazes me. And that's a thorough encapsulation and how it should be, but it's amazing to me how few people understand the science of it and why it should be that way. It's really, I mean, there's still a lot of people out there who have no clue that that really is the best way to go about doing a crawl space. And education, I think, is the biggest deal. And you and I have been working, and even before that, Rickson and I, have been working on getting that education out there, getting that information out there. But it's still, there's a lot of people that are still, it's new to them.
It is, and it's just old thinking, old school thinking, you know, because that's the way we've always done it, right?
Right.
We've heard that a million times.
Sure.
And the reason that we do it the way we do is because that's just the way we do it around here. And unfortunately, that ends up costing homeowners a lot of money in the long run, because the way that we used to do it, we have learned that there's a much better, much more efficient way to do it, and it's a permanent solution, and it doesn't continue to cost you over and over and over again. And so an encapsulation does just that. We can seal it up. We cover the walls. We seal off all the vents. We install an in-ground sump pump to control groundwater seepage, and then we install a dehumidifier under the house that pulls the moisture out of the air. It pulls the moisture out of the wood that's already been trapped in the wood. We pull that moisture out as well, deposit it into the sump pump. The sump pump then pumps it out from up underneath the house, gets it away from the house completely, and then we can control the humidity in the air. And that is the key to a healthy crawl space, is being able to control the humidity in the air.
Absolutely. Question I had this week that was placed to me, and I'm going to ask you the same question. A man has a crawl space on his house, and it was built on sort of a hill, if you will, where the water drains from the top of the hill down, and it actually creates, he may not be encapsulated, I don't know, but at any rate, he gets moisture underneath his foundation. It's probably not encapsulated. My question to you is, one, is encapsulating going to solve that solution, or does he still need some sort of drainage system?
Okay, so there's two answers to that question, and I'll address both of them. One is, the first answer is no. Encapsulation in and of itself is not the only thing that needs to happen in that scenario.
Right.
The second part of that is there's a couple of different options. Many people will immediately go to French drains. And we have been asked, if I had a nickel for every time somebody asked us to install a French drain, I'd be a rich man. And, you know, I'm not opposed to French drains. French drains absolutely do what they're designed to do, and they can help in situations like that. Here's my only issue with French drains is that they always stop up.
Yes, yes.
They're not permanent.
Right.
Eventually, you're going to have to unstop or clean out that French drain, and the only real way to do that is dig it up and put a new one down. You can't really get in there and clean out a French drain very well. Can it be done? Sure, but there's roots, there's nasty stuff, there's stuff that gets stopped up in there, and over time it gets mud, it gets silt, and it's just very hard to maintain.
So it's easier to dig it up and replace it than it would be to actually try and clean it.
It's much easier and typically even less expensive
yep.
to just dig it up and put a new one down.
I got you.
And so I'm not opposed to that. That can absolutely solve problems in some situations. We at Mid-South, our approach is instead of trying to stop the water, we just capture it and divert it where we want it to go up underneath the house. So if you got water running down up against your house, we have a drainage system that is similar to a, you know, some people call it like a French drain. Other people call it, it almost acts like a gutter. As the water comes in there, it goes into our drainage system. We divert it directly to our sump pump, and then we pump it out on the downhill side of the house so that it runs away from the house.
Oh, wow. In other words, if you collect that drainage water, it goes to your sump pump, not to the sides of the house where it will drain off.
That is correct. We want to put it in our sump pump. I want to be able to control the water, and the only way I can control the water is if I put it where I want it to go. If I just put it to the sides of the house,
correct.
It's likely going to run right back up underneath the house.
Seep in there again, yeah.
Yeah, so when we run our discharge line, we typically run it, you know, 20, 30 feet away from the house. We discharge it so that it runs away from the house and not back towards the house.
But really, if that a house on a hill on a crawl space foundation is not encapsulated, a French drain is going to help, but it's not going to solve.
It will not solve the problem. It will help. It will. It can help the problem for a little while.
Yeah.
I have found that there's multiple different methods or styles of French drain. Some work better than others.
Yeah.
And so if I always tell people, if you're going to do a French drain, just do your homework. Don't let the first chuck in the truck that wants to put in a French drain just come do it. Do your homework, do some research, find out which ones work best, and for your application, what's needed, and then potentially go that route.
Yeah.
If it's a situation where we encapsulate it and install our what we call smart pipe, so our smart pipe will go around the perimeter of the house. As the water intrudes through the wall, the first place and only place it has to go is into our drainage system, which then diverts it directly to our sump pump, and our sump pump can pump it out and away from the home.
Wow. Is your drainage system an open system, or is there like holes in PVC pipe, or how does it work?
So it goes up underneath our liner,
uh-huh.
And then our liner covers it up because we still have to cover the ground. I still don't want moisture and humidity from the ground evaporating up into the crawl space.
Right, nothing but trouble.
It goes up underneath our liner, around the perimeter wall or around the footer. You know, some houses are built on wide footers, and we put our drainage system up against the footer in that case. So it might not be directly against the wall. But that is typically either a sock pipe. It just depends on the situation in the house. Sometimes the walls, they're not straight walls, and it's hard. We have a rigid pipe that we can put, but when you have a lot of corners, sometimes it's easier to just bury like a sock pipe
yeah.
and then connect that to PVC that then runs to our sump pump.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope that helps the man that lives in a house on a hill with a crawl space foundation. Let's talk a little bit about leveling driveways. I walk my golden retriever dog almost practically daily, and we always walk in a different, you know, different areas of the neighborhood, and I see so many concrete driveways that don't need very much attention, but they should get it very soon because their problem is going to get worse and worse and worse. And they need to have it leveled, and they need to seal all their expansion joints. And that's not being done in so many cases. And I see driveways that have gone way too far and are beyond repair at this point in time. But if your driveway is not to that point and it just needs a little bit of correcting, that's something you guys can take care of as well.
Absolutely. We do sidewalks, driveways, pool decks, patios all the time. And it is such a cool process to watch our team get out there and pump foam up underneath those concrete slabs. And just a caveat to what you just said, you would be amazed at how bad broken concrete can be, and we can still fix it.
Yeah.
Just because it's busted up, I tell people, imagine a dish plate, a dinner plate. If you got pieces that are bigger than a dinner plate, we can pump foam under it and fix it.
Wow.
If it's crumbled like it looks like a pile of gravel there, well, obviously I can't do much with that.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's a significant size, 8 or 10 inches, something like that, we can just about piece that back together and put foam under it. We'll seal all of those cracks. Get it nice and level. We'll seal all of those cracks, and it looks fantastic when we're done. Our team is really, really good at fixing these concrete sidewalks and driveways.
And the beauty of it is once that somebody gets it fixed properly and sealed all your joints, then your driveway is going to last a whole lot longer than it would otherwise.
Yeah, and it doesn't, and it's significantly cheaper than busting it all up and repouring, because that's the alternative.
Yeah, yes, it's significantly cheaper, is well put. It definitely is a lot less expensive. But you guys would take care of a situation like a driveway or sidewalk, what, a day?
Oh, depending on the scope of the job, but yes, sometimes we'll do two or three in a day. It just depends on what it is, but it's in a matter of hours. We can be there, address the problem, pump the foam, seal the cracks, and be out of there in no time.
Yeah.
Again, just depending on the scope of the situation. But if it's a simple driveway slab or a sidewalk, something like that, yes, it's a very fast process.
Another question I had this week, dealing with sort of the same thing, is some gentleman was talking to me. I don't know if he emailed or we talked on the phone. I don't remember. But at any rate, his question is, foam? How can foam possibly be strong enough to hold up concrete and really make it last a long time, was his question. He said, explain that to me. So I'm going to let you explain it.
It's amazing. So it's polyurethane foam. It's a polyurethane-based foam, and it's hydrophobic, which means it repels water. It's not affected by moisture up underneath the ground or anything.
Josh, can you hang on a second? I got to take a short break. I'm sorry. It's come right up on us. And stick around, Josh. We'll be right back on Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be right with you.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music, to the food, and the people. The Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can. Each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 on Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious, so let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm John.
Just makes me want to jump. Yeah, Van Halen. All right. Talking with Josh Quick, and we left talking a little bit about foam and the makeup of the foam that you guys use underneath the foundations or to correct sidewalks and driveways. And I'm sorry, I had to interrupt you because the computer says it's time to break. I have to break. But Josh, right, go ahead and pick that up if you will.
Yeah, so it's a polyurethane-based foam, and it's hydrophobic, which means it repels water. It doesn't mix with the moisture in the ground or anything like that, any runoff water.
Right.
But the rigidity of this foam is unbelievable. It's very similar, and maybe a lot of your listeners have seen spray foam insulation.
Right.
In that case, there's two types. There's open cell and closed cell.
Correct.
Spray foam insulation. What you would say put in walls would be open cell. It's soft and spongy. What you would put, like, on a metal roof is closed cell, and it's very hard and rigid. And so the polyurethane foam that we use underneath concrete is much like the closed cell. It's hard and rigid when it cures. But the difference is, and I can't get into the specifics of, like, how it's mixed and all of that.
Sure.
But basically, it expands at a much slower rate. If you've watched a video or seen in a construction of a home and they've sprayed foam, it expands pretty rapidly. They spray it on there. It's really hot. It expands real fast, and then it kind of cools, and that's when it takes its shape and form. Well, this foam expands very slowly, and so it's a slow-expanding foam, but I'm calling it tensile strength. That's not the right word, but in my head that makes sense. But
yeah.
The strength of that foam as it expands, because it's so slow and so rigid, it allows it to pick up really heavy things. And so if you were to concentrate that foam, I tell people all the time, I could flip your house over with this foam under the right circumstances, right? Because it's going to expand. It will always move. Something, when you put it up underneath there, something is going to move. It's going to find its way in all the nooks and crannies. And if we pump too much, there is a such thing as pumping that concrete too high. Well, guess what? There is no reverse. You can't go back down. So the reason it's engineered to expand really slowly, so that when we pump it underneath there, we can just touch it one little shot at a time, and we just inch it up, little by little, millimeter by millimeter, we're picking that concrete up, and we're watching it till we get to the level that we want.
And that foam that you do put under there is very stable once it gets in place and dries.
It's very stable, yes. Now, I tell people all the time, because they say, well, is this a permanent solution? Well, it might be, but what I can't control the water in the environment.
Right.
So if water was running up underneath your slab and it washed out the soil, and that's what allowed the concrete to sink in the first place,
sure.
And I pump foam up underneath there and I fill that void up and I pick the concrete back up. If we don't stop that water can run up underneath my foam just like it ran up underneath that concrete. If it washes the dirt out from underneath that foam, well, we're back where we were to begin with, right? Like, I can't control those things.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I can control is I can fill those voids up underneath the concrete, and usually we can recognize where that water intrusion is coming from and help you put something in place to make sure we're diverting that water and getting it going in a different direction.
All right. A question came in on the text machine, and I need you to address this. Cole has added an addition to his house, and I believe it's a crawl space addition that he's added to his house. And it's a vaulted ceiling, and he's getting incredible moisture up in the vault of the ceiling.
and his crawl space is not encapsulated. To me, the biggest part of the problem is encapsulation.
That's a big part of it. The other thing I would say is I don't know what kind of windows and doors, right? And so you can be getting a lot of humidity through windows and doors if they're not sealed properly.
Correct.
And, yes, when you have vaulted ceilings, that heat and humidity is going to find the highest point.
Sure.
And so the other thing that happens in vaulted ceilings is very little air circulation gets directed up into that vaulted ceiling.
Right.
So either turn your fans on backwards. If you have a fan in there, turn your fan on backwards so that it's sucking air up and pushing it up towards the ceiling, and that'll help circulate that air in that vaulted area in the room, and push some of your conditioned air up there. That'll help with that moisture as well. But definitely, if it's on a crawl space and the crawl space is not encapsulated, you're getting a significant amount of humidity that's coming through your floor, and it's doing what's called the stack effect, right? It enters the lowest level of the home, and it exits the highest level of the home. And that's exactly what happened. That's a prime example of the stack effect in action.
Yeah, Well, look, I appreciate the time you spend with us and the great information you share with us. It's incredible. And I suggest, how do people get in touch with the Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions?
I thought you'd never ask, bud. you can call our office Monday through Friday. Our number is 601-898-0891. You can find us on our website at mscrawlspace.com. That's MS like Mid-South. mscrawlspace.com, and we're on all of the social media platforms. So check out our social medias. We do before and after pictures. We have customer testimonials. We have all sorts of reviews, product spotlights, employee spotlights. You can find out so much about us and who we are in our company and what we do just by checking out our social media platforms. But any questions, if they can't be answered on our website, by all means, call our office and speak with one of our managers there, and they'll be able to answer anything that you could possibly throw at them.
I appreciate you. And also, check out their billboards, man. They're amazing. They're all over town. They're all over town. Big picture of Josh standing with his hands folded and looking at us. Josh, thank you very much. I hope you have a great, great Saturday. Take the rest of the day off. I hope you do. And enjoy it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Buddy Lance, you guys stay warm this week.
Today's going to be okay. After that, I don't know. Be in the house a lot. Have a good weekend, man.
Y'all too. Thanks.
I appreciate having him on board. Josh Quick with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions really knows his stuff and really can help a great deal with a lot of problems in and around your house. Run out of time, but I quickly...
But I want to say, how could you not hire that guy?
Yeah,
I mean, come on. If there's any needs you have for crawl space, Josh is the guy to call. And not only does he come across that way on the radio, but that's how he runs his business.
That's a
knowledgeable, personable, good guy.
Not only does he treat his customers but he treats his employees
The guy you hire, right?
Yeah. And that's what you look for in any business at all. It's just fantastic. Hey, take a minute to tell you about Revel Ace Hardware. I think we've got a minute left. All right, Revel Ace Hardware, great hardware store in Central Mississippi. You need any kind of hardware, they've got it at every Revel Ace Hardware. Many, many of their locations here in Central Mississippi. And in Pearl, of course, their Outdoor Power Equipment Center is just amazing, full of power outdoor equipment, as well as all of the parts that are necessary to keep it in good working condition. Revel Ace Hardware, six days a week. They're open from 7 in the morning till 6 in the evening, and sometimes on weekends there are other stores are open a little bit later. All right, Revel Ace, thanks, guys, folks, for sponsoring the Handyman Show. Thank you for Build Mississippi. And my name is Buddy Slowick here at Super Talk. About to head out and go to the house, get some lunch. Get ready for some footballs up noon. I don't think I have any projects to do before then. So I hope you have a great weekend. Hope you have a great week. And talk to you next week after. And wax up your snow shovel. Get ready. See you later.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
No matter where you go,
Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm. And on your smart device with the Super Talk app, you're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi. In a world full of noise,
devastating us.
The latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
What does it feel like?
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.